Pedro's power all the way back, do you think, or where would you say he is from that standpoint?
Well, I think he's trying to get it back. I don't think it is yet. I think there's times where he's fighting through it. I mean, there's no pain in his hand. I just think it's a timing thing and a comfort thing. That takes time. He was out for quite some time. His spring training probably is still happening. But he'll get it back. If he doesn't hit, he's going to. That was big. Clutch hit for him.
Thoughts on how Mikey pitched today? Kind of ran against him in the seventh, but for the most part was going to strikes.
Yeah, I mean, he pitched very well. I mean, he pitched very well. We had the one hiccup there in the seventh inning, and it kind of caused some commotion there because, you know, the two walks, and then, you know, we didn't defend a two bunts like, you know, we should have, but all in all, I mean, it was, you know, it's pretty well pitched. I mean, you're throwing, again, first-timers in there, you know, you're throwing Reed, and then you're throwing Brewer, and they're stepping up and doing nice jobs in tough situations.
Can you hold them to 16? Speak to how that speaks of your pitching.
Yeah, it's a very potent team. I mean, they do a very good job of commanding the zone from a hitter standpoint, not swinging out of the zone, as you can tell by some of the walks. And, you know, that's just trying to slow Carroll down from leaving the ballpark, Calgill from leaving the ballpark. I mean, they're a very difficult group to pitch to because they don't give away at-bats. So, six singles and a couple of walks, it was enough.
Talk about Chase coming in, bases loaded, no outs, ran out of that inning.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, the double play. I mean, it was huge. It was the game turner right there because at that point, a base hit kind of separates the game right there in a very crucial situation because Russin was as good as Minor was. You know, he just absolutely had that breaking ball going the first five innings to the point where you're kind of just shaking your head saying, can he just lose it for a little bit of time? But he had 80 command of that breaking ball, and it was pretty devastating.
Jay Robinson stepped up again tonight.
Yeah, nice double right there with a guy on second base. It was huge. We hit and run, tried to get him over there, thinking just a base hit would get him in, because at that point we were willing to do anything to sacrifice an opportunity to score. But that was a big hit by Shea. It sure was. He's had a lot of two-out hits last couple of weeks.
Talk about Brewer tonight and also just the role he's had for your team this year.
Well, for some reason, he's ended up at the end of the game, and if you had asked me who was going to be a closer, who was going to finish, I could have told you six names and probably meant every one because I thought it would be closing by committee, but he's really been the go-to guy because he's got the best heartbeat. I mean, he's the one who you can talk to and have a conversation when the bases are loaded and two outs and it's the bottom of the ninth without, you know, letting himself go. So he does a nice job there.
Mikey struggled, I think, in four starts before. What was the difference between Mike?
I just think he went right after the hitters. I mean, we knew that Kentucky was one of those teams that would take early and try to make you throw a lot of pitches, and I think that worked to his advantage if he was throwing strikes. But I thought he commanded his pitches well. He commanded the changeup and commanded the curveball. He just got ahead of hitters early, which was typical of him early in the year.
Was it not a confidence boost for him, you think?
Well, I don't know. Well, I hope so. I mean, I would think so. I'll get in there. He's probably disappointed that he couldn't finish it off because I think when he went out to the seventh inning, he's going, you know, I got a one-run lead. I'm going to finish this one off. But I hope so. You know, he's tough on himself. He's his own worst critic now. He's a tough coach.
You know, you didn't have Brian in the lineup.
Mm-hmm, and I did.
And what happened? What changed?
Well, Feinberg has got some soreness in the middle of his hand, which didn't allow him to really play good defense. So he said, Coach, I can swing it, but I just need time to stay in the cages and keep going. And so then we made the change. We took Casale out and put Brian in, and it ended up serving us well. I mean, that was a big hit. It just snuck over by this much, but it was enough, you know.
Which hand is that, Tim? Is glove
hand? It's his catching hand, yeah.
Tim, you have Parker left tonight. Mm-hmm. Is that just a case of the matchups favor him tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he hadn't been playing in a while, but we were trying to find a mix in left field, but I think it was a matchup deal more than anything else.
Who do you think is to start there tomorrow?
Tough to say. They're facing a different pitcher tomorrow, facing a guy with a heavy fastball and not as much breaking ball. But we didn't think we knew this guy had a decent breaking ball, but it was a lot better than we anticipated.
He surprised you getting
yes.
hitters?
Yeah, I thought, well, I just think he was on. I just think he was on. I mean, the at-bat that I remember most was the breaking ball assortment he threw to Hanks. He threw down and in, back door, and then buried. And I thought, then he started getting some momentum, and he thought, no one can hit my breaking ball here. And then you're going back to the bench thinking, this is going to be a tough night. We're going to have to break something open. I mean, I know it looks bad from a a fan perspective, but he had his curveball going. That's what happens when those things occur.
Hardball SEC matchup.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, these take a lot off your years, I guess. I mean, they're tough wins. I kind of knew that going in. I said it was going to be a boxing match for three games, and it is. I like playing them, and I think they like playing us. I mean, they're a very competitive team, and they come after you, and I just enjoy playing teams like that.
You've got two young guys in the back of the pen who come in late in the game, and this is what they pitch like freshmen now. Like their mindset, their toughness.
So far, so good. I mean, no. They're pretty good. We put them in that situation. It's a lot like Lewis and Bushman. My first year here, where we just threw them out there so much so that you forgot really that they're freshmen. And now, you know, I think they got their driver's license and they've already signed up for classes. In my opinion, they're sophomores, and that's the way it's got to be now from now on. They're done classes. They're sophomores.
Do